Welcome to the Instagram stories for Monday, February 20th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Normally on Mondays, we do Mossari Monday, but there's so much Instagram news to talk about that if I don't talk about it today, it won't be news anymore. It'll just be historical at that point. So let's dive right in. The biggest thing to talk about are broadcast channels, something new that Instagram's added. You can think of broadcast channels like a DM inbox that you can have with your followers. They can't reply to you, but you can send out messages to all of them at once and do polls and other things. Here's the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, talking specifically about broadcast channels.
This week, we're announcing a new way for creators to directly reach their followers, something we call broadcast channels. Now, taking a step back, when you think of Instagram, you probably think of a feed of square photos. But how people use Instagram and how people share on Instagram has changed a ton over the last 10 years. If you take out text and you just look at photos and videos, people actually share more photos and videos in DMs than they do in stories in a given day. And they share more photos and videos in stories than they do into feed. And we wanna make sure we are embracing how people communicate with each other and how that's changing. And we wanna make sure that creators have a way to reach their audience in a way that is how people communicate more broadly. And that's where broadcast channels come in. Now, you can create as many channels as you want as a creator, and your followers can join that channel, and then you can share photos, videos, text, GIFs, polls, and your followers can react to any of that. So you can imagine on Instagram, I'll probably give updates about what's coming up on the platform. If you're in the world of sports, you could do live analysis during a game. If you're in fashion, it could be about an upcoming drop. All sorts of interesting ways to use this new channel. A few ideas that we're considering are allowing multiple creators to be in the same channel and have a back and forth, adding the ability to support a live Ask Me Anything. I can imagine doing my AMAs every Friday and channels as well. Now, we're starting with a very small number of creators because we want to make sure that broadcast channels is good and works well before we make it broadly available. But if you're interested in getting early access to this feature, you can add yourself to a waitlist by going to my link in bio. So let me know what you think of these features, what else you'd like to see, or generally what you think about broadcast channels down in the comments. See you next week. Peace.
As soon as I saw this, I of course put myself on the waitlist to create my own channels. I don't think that I will get the ability anytime soon, but hey, at least I'm on the wait list. I noticed the people that did have the ability to create broadcast channels included Karen X Chang. I love her content and I've shared some of it on the show previously, and some other people who I am not so interested in. However, Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Meta, has a broadcast channel and he shared something on it that's huge. I'm going to talk about it after the break. This episode is supported by Because I Love It, aka Billy. Billy is a social commerce platform that connects social media influencers with brands to sell online. Billy is performance-based, influencer-centric, and works across all social media platforms. Join Billy's 10,000 influencers today. Find out more at becauseiloveit.com. That's becauseiloveit.com. And we're back. On Mark Zuckerberg's broadcast channel, he actually made a very interesting announcement. I'll just read it. New product announcement. This week, we're starting to roll out Meta Verified, a subscription service that lets you verify your account with a government ID, get a blue check badge, get extra impersonation protection against accounts claiming to be you, and get direct access to customer support. This new feature is about increasing authenticity and security access across our services. Meta Verified starts at $11.99 per month on web or $14.99 a month on iOS. We'll be rolling out in Australia and New Zealand this week and more countries soon. Okay, let's just give that some context first. Previously on this show, I've talked about how Twitter charges $8 a month for Twitter Blue if you subscribe on web, or $11 if you subscribe on iOS or Android. Clearly, Meta has taken a book directly from that page, but recognizing the value of having that blue check mark on Instagram as a higher value than it being on Twitter, and therefore they feel comfortable to charge more. I think this is a fascinating move. I don't know personally whether or not I would pay $11.99 per month. To me, the price point is right around $4.99 a month, but if you truly care and you want that blue check mark and you've been trying to get it for a long time, $11.99 may be worth it to you. The part of this that frustrates me is how long Instagram has claimed that having a blue checkmark is not a status symbol, but now it is. It's a status symbol if you are willing to pay. Would you pay $11 a month for the blue checkmark on Instagram? Would you pay $15 a month to have the blue checkmark on Instagram if you could do it all from your mobile device? I would love to hear it. Send me a DM at Daniel Hill Media. And if you send me an audio clip, I will play it on the show. And the last piece of Instagram news to talk about today is that some users are seeing a GIF button in the comment box under posts, similar to what you get in stories. If you would like to reply to a comment on a post with a GIF, you can now do that. Great idea. Instagram is using Giphy's catalog of GIFs so that you can find the specific one that you want, but this is a really good alternative if you want to convey something a little bit more than an emoji and you know exactly what GIF you have in mind. That's going to do it for today's show. Find links to everything I talked about in the show notes. I definitely recommend checking the links because there's so much to talk about that I just didn't have time to get to. But be sure to come back tomorrow for Masari Monday. Well, it'll be on Tuesday, but you know what I mean.
I'm not yet a member of the Instagram team, but my podcast covers many Instagram themes. But the name, image, logos are trademarks of Instagram and the LCC in the USA and every territory. Everything I publish independently. Until they let me run the team and start to pay my salary. Not sponsored or endorsed, no lies, no fallacy. I use their logo with permission, not malicious or callously. No trademark violation, filling all criteria. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Daniel Hill Media.